USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump addresses energy workers in Louisiana on Tuesday to promote his administration's energy policy. The president claimed the Green New Deal would put energy workers out of a job.
And now they talk about the Green New Deal. The Green New Deal. Everybody go home. You just lost your jobs. The Green New Deal is... That's a hoax like the hoax I just went through. I'm not even sure. It might be a bigger one. And mine was pretty big. Mine was unlimited. Think of it. The Green New Deal. Under that deal, I didn't have this. This isn't down. But John Kennedy, Bill, under that deal, everybody in this room gets fired.
At least 17 people are hurt in a crash involving a school bus in North Carolina. Video shows a Head Start bus being overturned on a highway about 40 miles east of Charlotte. And Donald Trump Jr. agrees to testify in front of the Senate in mid-June. The scope of the questions, though, is limited to five topics. This is USA Radio News.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry.
Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Get a $100 travel reward credit with a full synthetic oil change through October 31st, 2019. Terms apply. Visit Pennzoil.com/travel on.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was in Russia meeting with his counterpart, the Russian foreign minister.
We talked about some of the regional conflicts and terrorism. I think there are spaces where we can get our teams and begin to build out a common set of understanding.
The Secretary of State also discusses Iran.
We fundamentally do not seek a war with Iran. We're looking for the regime to simply stop conducting assassination campaigns throughout Europe.
Tensions have been on the rise between Iran and the U.S. after President Trump withdrew from the 2015 nuclear deal and restored U.S. sanctions on Iran. Now Iran has threatened to begin enriching uranium. Actor and comedian Tim Conway has died at the age of 85. Conway's representatives say he died in Los Angeles on Tuesday from water on the brain. Conway was a star of the Carol Burnett Show and also starred in a number of Disney films, including The Shaggy D.A. and The Apple Dumpling Gang. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
In the springtime, many folks fall sick to either the common cold or seasonal allergies, and a lot of these symptoms do overlap each other. CBS News medical correspondent Dr. Tara Narla joins CBS This Morning and explains the difference between your common cold and allergies.
A lot of parents can struggle with that because there can be similarities. So first, it's rare to develop allergies if you're under two, seasonal allergies as a child. Second, you want to look at duration. Are the symptoms lasting a couple days, more likely a cold, or weeks to months, more likely allergies? Track them. Do they happen at the same time every year? Or your kid is okay in the house, and then the minute they go outside, they suddenly start coughing or sneezing. In addition, if there's fever, more likely to be a cold, you can look at the secretions. If the mucus is clear or watery, it's more likely allergies. And importantly, if your child complains a lot of itching eyes, itching nose, that really tends to be more of a hallmark of allergies. Kids can also have like lack of sleep, fatigue, trouble at school.
So what can you do to avoid some of the most intense allergic reactions?
Well, the best thing to do is to start early. So you want to prep, you know, and start taking your medications 2 weeks before allergy season starts.
Take it before?
Yes, 2 weeks before your body starts to create this reaction. There are nasal steroids, which are really the first line of treatment. There's also other drugs, antihistamines. You can get allergy shots, immunotherapy. But you can work with an allergist to create a plan. And then there's practical things. So close your windows, use your air conditioner, make sure that you wash your clothes, your hair, your body after you come inside.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.